with this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, April 20th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's recap the sports scores and results from the weekend that was. A very light weekend as far as competition is concerned. Of course, not the greatest weather on Friday, so not a ton was taking place. But we did have some girls and boys soccer on the docket for you. Let's get you the rundown there from Friday. Starting in girls soccer in the Missouri for Activities Conference, the Lamar's Community Girls Soccer Team, they picked up their second consecutive victory via their second consecutive shutout in their second consecutive day. The Bulldogs, they picked up a 3-0 win over West Sioux in girls soccer. And once again, much like Thursday against Boyden Hall Rock Valley, the Bulldogs ended up with all of their goals being scored by different athletes. Kinley Schmidt had a goal, Peyton Kearns had a goal and an assist on a goal, and Maya Scove scored a goal and had an assist as well. Avery Nias picked up an assist as well in the contest against West Sioux. Grace Westhoff pitched her second straight shutout in net, had six saves in the win. In boys soccer in the MRAC from Friday night, the Bulldogs did not take as kindly to a back-to-back night on the boys' side. They fell to West Sioux by a score of 5-0. And the Falcons were really peppering the net offensively. Carter Melvin made 12 saves, but still gave up 5 goals. It shows how many offensive opportunities the Falcons had and how tough it was to turn them away on Friday night. Elsewhere in boys soccer in the MRAC, Sioux City North was a winner over Sheldon Sibley Ocheden 4-0, while Southeast Polk defeated Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 8-1. You can check out all of those scores and results from girls and boys soccer from Friday night. They're on our website at KLAM1410.com. Well, we take a look now at the Drake Relays sheets of athletes that are competing down in Des Moines this week on the high school side of things. And boy, it is a solid group of athletes that will be competing from the listening area. They all hail from Hinton, so let's tell you about it. First in girls shot put, Morgan Divis of Hinton will be competing at the Drake Relays. She achieved the blue standard, which is that upper criteria that automatically qualifies you for the Drake Relays. The rest of the qualifiers that don't make that blue standard, they have to rank a certain distance as far as comparing to the rest of the state. Well, Divis achieved the blue standard with a 42 feet 1 3/4 inch throw. That's her best mark this season. That is a school record, and she did that in Sioux City this past Thursday. So Morgan Divis will be competing in the shot put down in Des Moines later on this week. The Hinton girls 4x100 meter relay team of Chloe Piggott, Rory Cook, Addie Ordegren, and Addison Dunkel, they ran a time of 50.54 seconds. That's good enough to qualify for the Drake Relays. They did that in Sioux City on Thursday. And then the boys shot put, Carson Divis, 57 feet 6 inches. He achieved that a few weeks ago on March 30th in Orange City at the MOC Floyd Valley track meet. That, of course, too, is a school record. It also achieved the blue standard for automatic qualification to the Drake Relays. Looking forward to seeing all of those events take place from our listening area in high school track and field. The Drake Relays run most of this coming week with various events at different times. We'll pass along the results for you, of course, once they become available, and you'll be able to hear those here on KLAM Radio or check them out at KLAM1410.com. Well, we also have to pass along some collegiate track and field news from last week, where the Summit League has named and did name their Quickstar Summit League Peak Performers of the Week. And one of those honors is Lamar's community alum Brandon Vanderslice, who is a thrower at the University of South Dakota. Vanderslice, at the week in question in which he earned Peak Performer of the Week, he set outdoor bests in both the shot put and discus. This was at the Sioux City Relays. His shot put mark of 60 feet 6 3/4 inches was first at the meet and also ranks him now fourth in the history of South Dakota outdoor track. And he ranks 29th in the NCAA 14th in the West Region and first in the Summit League. He's certainly separating himself as a great thrower at the collegiate level like he did at the high school level. In the discus, Vander Slice's personal best of 170 feet 10 inches has him 10th on the South Dakota top 10 list and 73rd in the West Region. He's third in the Summit League event, Summit League in that event once again. He had a great week at the Sioux City Relays, and we'll look to continue that as, once again, he is the men's field athlete performer of the week, named by the Summit League. Brandon Vander Slice at South Dakota, now well documented what he's been going through here with his cancer battle, and certainly making the most of his redshirt junior season at the University of South Dakota, and they'll continue their season here over the next few weeks in Vermillion. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and we've got another busy day around the listening area. Let's start with track and field. We've got a lot of track teams competing today, starting with a girls-only meet that is in Sheldon, the Sheldon Lady Orab Invitational. That will feature the likes of Galen Catholic, Lamar's, Hinton, and Akron Westfield. A boys-only track meet taking place in Orange City tonight. It's the Unity Christian Night Relays. That features Lamar's, Galen Catholic, Hinton, and MMCRU. And co-ed track meet tonight as well. That is taking place in Ottawa, the West Monona Spartan Relays. That features Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley, as well as Remsen St. Mary's out of the listening area. So only a handful of track teams are not competing tonight. That'd be the Akron Westfield boys and the MMCRU girls. Everybody else is competing in track and field tonight somewhere in the area. Now on to the golf schedule for today. In War Eagle Conference Golf, Galen Catholic is at home. They host West Sioux for what should be a good duel there at Willow Creek Golf Course. In Marcus today, the MMCRU girls, they're hosting South O'Brien in the duel. MMCRU's boys are hosting Trinity Christian, so a bit of a split competition there. Sibley O'Cheedon is at Hinton in War Eagle Conference Golf, and Hartley Melvin Sanborn's at Remsen St. Mary's. In the Western Valley Conference in golf, the girls are competing in Mobile. That's where Kingsley Pearson is in action, and the Kingsley Pearson boys, along with the rest of the Western Valley Conference, are having a meet hosted by OAB. CIG. The boys' tennis scheduled today in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's is in action at Cherokee in a duel that was previously postponed earlier in the year. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson is also at Glenwood in boys' tennis in the MRAC. Girls' soccer and MRAC competition, Sergeant Bluff Luton is at South Sioux City. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.